This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Massachusetts will try again to launch an online health insurance exchange. And this time, the Patrick administration says the website will work. WBUR's Martha Biebinger has the story.
Remember the state insurance website that failed, leaving several hundred thousand people in limbo, not sure if they had health coverage? When the state scrapped that site in May, it presented two possible remedies. The preferred option would be a new state-run website that would connect users to insurance subsidies that are unique to Massachusetts. If that didn't work, then option two would be to send anyone shopping for insurance to the federal site, healthcare.gov. As of today, the state is going with option one, a new site built with the help of a Virginia-based company, HCentive.
HCentive will be the single front door for access to health care in Massachusetts.
Maydad Cohen, a special assistant to Governor Patrick, says the HCentive site is already able to do what the federal site can: register shoppers, show them insurance options, and divide them based on income into different programs and subsidies. So the option of using the federal website goes away. Josh Archambault, senior fellow at the Pioneer Institute, says that's a mistake.
At this point, the state should have a plan B and a plan C, given its track record.
Archambault says the state's view is too rosy, and he's critical of the money wasted on this project so far. The state has spent $108 million, most of which went to the failed website. Roughly 450,000 people are expected to use the new site beginning in mid-November. Everyone who has free or subsidized coverage will have to re-enroll by the end of the year.
Maybe second time's the charm.
Anna Eves runs a fine art printing company in Gloucester. After several months of trying on the original state website earlier this year, she was finally able to buy insurance for her family. Eves is wary, but says she will try the new site.
We're the guinea pig. You know, in some ways, I guess we have to put up with this right now in order to reap the benefit of a program that is good.
In the coming weeks, the state will begin social media and mail campaigns to help people who qualify for insurance assistance understand their options. It's part of the effort to fix the mess caused when the initial website failed and keep the focus on making sure as many residents as possible have access to health care. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.